Radio.
I want you this afternoon to put yourself in Peter's place. We just heard that God had already revealed to him that Jesus was the Messiah. And now he's standing with James and John, watching Jesus' appearance change before his very eyes. Even though he probably knew in his heart who Jesus was, he must have been stunned to see this great transformation. I think it surely renewed his determination to follow Jesus. And coming down that mountain, he undoubtedly felt that nothing could shake this resolve or his faith in Jesus. But if you read a little bit further on in the Gospel, it's only a short time later that Peter abandoned his lofty goal and joined the other disciples in an argument about who was the greatest among them. And then, as we know it, the Passion, Peter denied three times that he ever knew Jesus after protesting that he would follow Jesus even to prison and to a death. Well, we know Peter eventually did become the rock on which Jesus built his church, but it certainly didn't happen overnight. And I think that's the story of all our lives as well. We have all had times of great transfiguration. And perhaps there is no better example of this than receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. For a few moments after we receive communion, we all feel consoled by his grace and his presence. It seems that we're on the mountaintop as well. But I'm a realist. And when we get back to reality, we find we're still basically the same person. We may be a little bit more charitable or a little bit more forgiving, but we still have parts of our lives that need to be converted. This might sound a little bit depressing, but I think it's a real grace. For it's then we realize how much we need Jesus and how much more transformation we can still experience. Seeing where we still fall short doesn't have to drive us away from God. If anything, it should push us closer to him. It should move us to receive him with more hope and more trust in his grace. So the next time you're at Mass, look closely at what you're about to receive. Under the veil of bread and wine, Jesus is there, radiant with our loving Father's love. His arms are outstretched, ready to embrace each one of us. Come to him and let him keep calling us. Lord, it is good to be with you at Mass. Help us always to stay open to the transforming power of your grace. Amen.
Radio.org.au